included. How can anything not be part of existence? By definition. It takes about 18 seconds of thinking about it to realize that ancient wisdom and modern physics notwithstanding, how could they come up with any other conclusion?
Well, primitive people seem to know this. There's a tribe in the Philippines they discovered, and the people walk around saying good morning to the rocks and hello to a tree, and they're just familiar with their surroundings.
Well, that's the wiser way, to see everything as related and everything as alive. I mean, what I was saying before, is this really, this isn't really news to anybody, right? Everybody has some sense of this, right? If it's truly something you've never thought or knew in any way before, raise your hand and take in a poll. See, not one hand. This is the amazing phenomenon of it. That somehow everybody kind of knows this in some aspect or other. And yet, we really fall into two categories. Unless you've really disappeared. Then you could probably be classified in one or the other category of you haven't really given yourself to that knowing. Or you haven't given yourself to that knowing enough. So you can decide which category sounds more right for you, but the upshot is pretty much the same, that somehow you're in the way of where truth is trying to stand. And you may be at the very end, you may be only tiny, tiny bit in the way. Or you may be massively in the way. But you said it the right way, you said it in a great way. If you are important in any way, and to whatever degree you're important, that's the degree that you are holding truth at bay, keeping God out, keeping existence separate from you. To whatever degree that is, that's the exact degree that you're refusing. And you're not at fault. That's not because you're bad person, or not trying hard enough, or somehow not sincere enough, or not smart enough, or not willing enough, or anything. It's just that's the way it is right now. But you can go further. The point is, you can go further.